सुसुतेजो मन्वन्तरेषु मनुवंशधरो भिवर्ति दुष्टेषु राजसुदमं व्यदधात् सुकीर्तिम् सत्तेति पृष्टौषतीं व्रतयं चरित्रहि चक्रं सदिक्ष्वविहितं दशसुसुतेजो मन्वन्तरेषु मनुवंशधरो भिवर्ति दुष्टेषु राजसुदमं व्यदधात् स्वकीर्तिम् सत्ते त्रिपृष्टौषतीं व्रतयं चरित्रहि चक्रं च दिक्ष्व विहितं दशसु सुतेजो मन्वन्तरेषु मनुवंशधरो भिवर्ति दुष्टेषु राजसुदमं व्यदधात् स्वकीर्तिम् सत्तेति पृष्टौषतीं व्रतयं चरित्रहि चक्रं सदिक्ष्व विहतं दशसु सुतेजो दुष्टेषु राजसुदमं व्यदधात् स्वकीर्तिम् पृष्टौषतीं व्रतयं चरित्रहि चक्रं सदिक्ष्व विहतं दशसु सुतेजो मन्वन्तरेषु मनुवंशधरो भिवर्ति दुष्टेषु राजसुदमं व्यदधात् स्वकीर्तिम् सत्येति पृष्टौषतीं व्रतयं चरित्रहि मताजी चक्रं सदिक्ष्व विहतं दशसु सुतेजो मन्वन्तरेषु मनुवंशधरो भिवर्ति दुष्टेषु राजसुदमं व्यदधात् स्वकीर्तिम् सत्येति पृष्टौषतीं व्रतयं चरित्रहि चक्रम दशदर्शन व्हील ऑफ द लॉर्ड च एज वेल एज दिक्षु इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस अविहतम विदाउट बीइंग डेटेड दशसु टेन साइड्स सोतेजः पर्सनल स्ट्रेंथ मनवंतरेशु इन डिफरेंट इनकारनेशंस ऑफ मनु Manu Vamshadhara, as a descendant of the Manu dynasty, Vivarti rules over Dushteshu unto the miscreants, Rajasu upon the kings of that type, Damam subjection, Vedadhat performed, Sukirtim personal glories, Satya in the Satyaloka planet, Tripriṣṭhe, the three planetary systems, Ushatim, glorious, Pratayan, established, Charitrahi, characteristics. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As the incarnation of Manu, the Lord became the descendant of the Manu dynasty and ruled over the miscreant kingly order, subduing them by His powerful wheel weapon. Undeterred in all circumstances, His rule was characterized by His glorious fame, which spread over the three lokas and above them to the planetary system of Satyaloka, the topmost in the universe. Purport. We have already discussed the incarnation of Manu in the first canto. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus, changing one after another. In this way, there are 420 Manus in a month of Brahma and 5040 Manus in 1 year of Brahma. Brahma lives for 100 years. According to this calculation, as such, there are 5,04,000 Manus in the jurisdiction of one Brahma. There are innumerable Brahmas and all of them live only during one breathing period of Mahavishnu. So we can just imagine how the incarnation of the Supreme Lord work all over the material worlds. When comprehend, which comprehend only 1/4 of the total energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Manvantara incarnation chastises all the miscreants ruler of different planets with as much power as that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who punishes the miscreants with His wheel weapon. The Manvantara incarnations disseminate the transcendental glories of the Lord.
Humagyanatmirandasya Vyananjana Sharakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Shirupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishmanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpataruvescha Kiva Sindhuve Vacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Namo Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. So, here in this chapter, seven scheduled incarnations, Lord Brahma, He, in the last chapter, ordered, answered the six questions by Narada Muni, and they were philosophically quite complex, mainly in regards to the creation of the universe. So, a complex philosophical section just preceded this section. So, Lord Brahma, after answering the six questions, He said, now you should hear some sweet topics of the Lord incarnation. You have heard a good amount of philosophy. Now hear some Leela of the Lord. So, you know, change for a change. So, of course, it doesn't mean that the Leela of the Lord is more important. Of course, equally, they both are equally important. So, after the heavy philosophical section, for a welcoming change, Lord Brahma, He speaks on His own. On His own, He begins to speak about the schedule avatars of the Lord. So these pastimes of the Lord are very sweet to hear. And In this, so the various avatars of the Lord are being recounted, and this particular verse is a description of Manvantara avatars. Lord Chaitanya also speaks of the various avatars to Sanatana Goswami, and he says, well, what to speak of different avatars? No one can even count Manvantara avatars. There are so many. So here the counting is given. There are 5 lakh Manus in the day of Brahma. And in each Manvantara, the Lord appears so many times. So what to speak of any other avatars? One cannot even count the Manvantara avatars of the Lord. So we know that the reason for the Lord appearance, as Lord Krishna himself states in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam, to protect the devotees and to chastise the miscreants. But there is another deeper reason which describes that actually the Lord appears as per the desires of his devotees. He says, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, he describes how the Lord appears as per the call of Advaita Acharya. And then he says, Eish lokera artha kahi sankshepera sar, bhaktera ichchaye krishnera sarva avatar. He says, actually, the Lord appears as per the desire of his devotees. So, that's the main reason for the Lord to appear. He appears in reciprocation with the devotee's desire, the way they want to worship him. And he comes to give pleasure to his devotees, to reciprocate the loving pastime with his devotees. Sarva avatar tar bhakta sukh dite. Again, the verse describes that all your avatars are for the purpose of giving pleasure to your devotees. So, not just that the Lord appears at certain times, this chapter says scheduled incarnations. The Lord appears out of schedule also. So, because the schedule is set by Him, it's not that we have set the schedule for the Lord. My Lord, you can come. We will be free at this point of time, the living entities and so on. But at this point of time, the irreligion will be so much. So, no, the schedule is set by Him, and therefore He appears out of schedule also. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says there are 4 places where the Lord always appears. Whenever Mother Sachi offers prasadam at her home, Sachi Ram Mandire Ar Nityana Nartane Shiva Sakirtane Ar Raghava Bhavane. These 4 places, Sachi Ram Mandire Ar Nityana Nartane, in the house of Mother Sachi, wherever Nityananda Prabhu dances, Shivasa Kirtane, whenever there is a Kirtan in the house of Shivas Thakur. Even today when we go and perform Kirtan in the house of Shivas Thakur with devotion, the Lord will be there. The Lord will be there. So, although His avatars are scheduled, but in another form, as Avirbhav, He can descend for the devotees. He can appear again and again. So, Shiva Sakirtane or Raghabhavane. Raghabhavane there is Panihati. Ehi Chari Thai Prabhu Rasada Avirbhav. The Lord appears at these places again and again. Why? Prema Krishna Hai Prabhu Rasahaja Sabhav. It is very natural for Him because He is attracted by love. Therefore, He appears at those places. And in this world, we may love somebody and someone also may say that I love you, but that person fails to reciprocate in an appropriate way. We often see in this world there are so many dejections, so many disappointments in love affairs. So many people are disappointed because they offered the love but they did not receive the reciprocation. And so much of poems and songs are written to that effect. So, Actually, humans cannot fully reciprocate. In general, we have so many shortcomings. This is one of the biggest shortcomings. We are unable to actually reciprocate the love of someone. And of course, the love which is offered is also selfish. It's also very conditional love. So there is actually speaking no true love. But whatever still love is there, that also we can't reciprocate. But the Lord is Achyuta, He is infallible. He never fails to reciprocate the love of His devotees. Therefore, whenever the devotees call Him with love and devotion, the Lord reciprocates. He appears over there. And as said, that one such place is Shiva's, the Kirtan, the Shiva's Angan. Whenever we do Kirtan, the Lord appears. And today is the appearance day of Shiva's Thakur. So, if we glorify Shiva's Thakur today, and we by performing of Kirtan and by his glorification, this place will be also like a Shiva's Angan. Because the Holy Dham also descends. And the Lord is always present in that place. So we even by glorifying the pure devotees, by chanting the holy names, we can feel the presence of the Lord. We can feel His appearance. So I thought I'll glorify Shiva's Thakur today on His appearance day. And these verses are being spoken to Narada Muni. This Lord Brahma is speaking this to Narada Muni, all these verses. And Shiva's Thakur is not different from Narada Muni. So there are many, many indications that we should glorify Shiva's Thakur today. So, it is described that once Narada Muni approached Lord Shiva and he expressed that, you know, I have been to Vaikuntha, I have seen the forms of Lord Narayan, and Lord Narayan descends in so many avatars. I could even take darshan of Krishna in his childhood form and would see his pastime. But I have not witnessed the Lord's pastime with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Lord Kishore pastime. I have not been able to witness. Lord Shiva says, well, I am also the guardian only. I am not a participant. But I suggest you go to Vrindavan and perform tapasya over there. So Lord Shiva directs him. And Narada Muni comes to Vrindavan, and the place where he performed tapasya is Naradvan, near Kusum Sarovar, a little ahead. So that is a Naradvan, and it's described for a long time. Narada Muni performed tapasya, and afterwards, suddenly he hears the sound of the ankle bells of young girls, and he sees some very young, very beautiful, tender girls are passing by. And Narada Muni recognizes that they are none other than the assistants of Srimati Radharani. He falls at their feet. Just imagine such a saint, and they are just Braj Lalis, very tender girls. So Narada Muni falls at their feet and he begs them that I am performing tapasya for this purpose. One amongst them is Vrinda Devi. So she takes Narada Muni to the Kusum Sarovar nearby, and she makes him take a dip in that Kusum Sarovar. And Narada Muni then comes out as Naradi Gopi. And then Vrinda Devi, understanding his desire, takes Narada Muni to Radha Kund, where the eternal pastime of the divine couple are going on. And Narada Muni just briefly witnesses those pastimes, very short time. And then Krishna welcomes Narada Muni, and he said, so Narada Muni, you have taken our darshan, that was a desire. Now what you do, you go and write Bhakti Sutras. Explain the science of devotional service for the good of all living entities. And you stay here in Vrindavan. So the place again, the same place Narada Muni Narad Muni is there, which is also called Tapovan, where Narad Muni performed tapasya. Narad Muni is eternally residing there. Krishna tells him that the curse of Daksha has no effect in my dham. So now you stay over here and write Narad Bhakti Sutras. So this is the place where Narada composed his Narad Bhakti Sutra. So, though Narada Muni achieved the fulfillment of his desire, but it was very partial. It was actually partial. Because he just got some glimpse. And then Krishna said, now you go and write Narada Bhakti Sutras. Do your seva. So he didn't got to his heart's content, participation, and so on. So his desire was only partially fulfilled. So Narada Muni contemplated and he understood that he still have this abhiman that I am a Nashtaki Brahmachari. Narada Muni is, as we know, lifelong celibate Brahmachari. So Narada Muni there performed further tapasya so that his desires may be fulfilled to participate in the Lord's intimate pastime, Radha and Krishna. And therefore, he comes as Agrahastha, Shivas Thakur. He gives up his Brahmachari Abhiman and comes as Agrahastha, wherein he participates in the Rasliya in another form. So Lord Chaitanya's pastime in the home of Shivas Thakur himself, those confidential Sakirtan pastime, they are not different from Rasliya. So this Narada Muni desire was fulfilled completely when he came as Shivas Thakur and participated in those confidential Sankirtan pastimes. So in this way, Shivas Thakur, he relishes greater ecstasy than Narada Muni, Duhida Grahastha. So he gives up that Grahastha Abhiman and only identify himself as servant of the Lord. He gives up Brahmachari Abhiman. So in this way, there's a relationship between Shivas Thakur and Narada Muni. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhagwane ra bhaktayat Shivas pradhan tansa vara pada padme sahasra pranam. So, Bhagwane ra bhaktayat Shivas pradhan. All the devotees of the Lord are headed by Shivas Thakur. And therefore, I offer my thousands of obeisances at Shivas Thakur's lotus feet. So, it's further described, Shivasa Pandit Aru Shri Rama Pandit Dui Bhai Dui Shakha Jagate Vidit. So, in the Adilila 10th chapter, where the branches of the Lord Chaitanya are counted, the description begins with Shivas Thakur. So, the place where all the associates of the Lord are described, the very first description is that of Shivas Thakur and his younger brother Shri Rama Pandit. So, these two branches, these two brothers are one big branch who are renowned all over the world. Just as Shrivas Thakur is Narada Muni, any guess who is Shri Ram Pandit, his younger brother? Any guess from anyone? What is the eternal form of his younger brother? Hare Krishna, yes, Rasika Chara Prabhu correctly answered. Parvat Muni. You see, Narada Muni is always accompanied by Parvat Muni. So, Shri Ram Pandit is Parvat Muni. And Prabhupada describes that in the purport. Of course, Kavi Karnpur has described in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika how Narada Muni, Shiva Thakur is Narada Muni and Shri Ram Pandit is Parvat Muni, who is a great friend, like a brother. And Shrivas Thakur's wife, Malini, she is the incarnation of nurse called Ambika, who fed Lord Krishna with her breast milk. So, Shrivas Thakur and his three brothers, they are totally four brothers. Shrivas Pandit, Shri Ram Pandit, Shripati and Shrinidhi. These four brothers, they actually, they appeared in Bangladesh, the place called Srihatta. And ISKCON has a beautiful center in Srihatta now, the place of Shivas Pandit's appearance. And but later on they moved to Navdeep, as mentioned. Glorifying these four brothers, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Chari bhai sabham shekare chatane ra seva, Gaur Chandra vina nahi jane devi deva. These four brothers, Savamshe, with all their descendants, they would serve Lord Chaitanya, and they would not know anyone else other than Lord Gaurachandra. He was their only worshipable Lord. Because of their exclusive devotion, Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur that I also exclusively belong to you. Right? So the Lord reciprocates with the devotion of each individual. So Srivas Thakur is exclusively devoted to the Lord, and the Lord also says, I also exclusively belong to you. What does Lord say? Srivasa dekha he prabhu kari maha preet, tomar chari bhaira ami hai nu vikrit. He says to Srivas and his brothers, I am the property of you four brothers. I am sold out to you. Tumari chari bhai ami hai nu vikrit. The Lord has said this to Vasudev Dutt Thakur. He said this to other devotees as well. That I am sold out to you. So one may think, in this world, sometime, often, there is a owner has a property and he sells it to multiple people and takes money from multiple them, and then there is a court case going on. Okay? This is a common thing. So someone may ask, the Lord also like a disputed property of his devotees. He says, I am sold out to you also, sold out to you also. Just like in this world, people may sell their property to multiple people. Well, there is no dispute between the devotees. And the Lord is unlimited and is filled with inconceivable powers. So he is exclusively sold out to so many of his devotees, to each one of his pure devotees. That is possible for the Lord only. It is possible for the Lord. So in this way, the Lord tells Srivas Thakur and his four brothers that I am sold out to you. What does Srivas Thakur say? Srivasa kahe na kene kaha viparit. He said, my Lord, do not talk in a contradictory way. Why you speak in a contradictory way? Kripa mulle chari bhai hai tomar krit. You have actually purchased us. By giving what? By giving your mercy. So this is a beautiful reciprocation between the Lord and the devotee. The Lord feels, I am purchased to the unconditional devotional service of the devotees. And the devotees feel, I am purchased by the Lord's causeless mercy. So in this way, both the Lord and his pure devotees are sold out to each other. So that is the sweetness of the relationship. It is described that even when Lord Chaitanya had not manifested devotional service and he was Nimaya Pandit, a great scholar, and he exhibited great impudence also, he would see Mukunda Datta, Gadadhar Pandit, and he would challenge them to debate. And the devotees would be scared to come in front of him. Sometimes they would turn their back. Usko kya bolte hai, aisa patli gali se nikal jana, take some narrow lane, go out of the sight, or take a U-turn. And in this way, the devotees would be scared to face Himaya Pandit. Even though they would be scared of him, it's described, they would still feel great satisfaction by seeing him. They felt their heart being attracted towards him. Now this is something contradictory. If you are scared of somebody, you are usually, your heart would be feeling repulsive toward that person. But the devotees would be scared of him, but at the same time, they would find their heart being attracted towards him. And then they would discuss among themselves. What would they discuss? They would say that we have not seen any such human being with such scholarship. He cannot be ordinary person. Manushya rae man panditya dekhi nai, Krishna na bhaje na sabe ei dukha pai. We have not seen such scholarship in any human. We have only one regret. What is that? He doesn't worship Krishna. Therefore, they would say, Anyone sabe sadhena sabha prati, sabe bala ihana hauka Krishna rati. They would tell each other, please pray, you pray for him. And they would say, you also pray for him. So all the devotees were praying for Nimaya Pandit. The devotees are praying for the Supreme Lord. But of course, he is behaving as Nimaya Pandit. But they are praying for him that may he become a Krishna devotee. May Krishna become a Krishna devotee. Actually, because the position of Krishna devotee is higher than Krishna's position. So, they are praying that may he become a devotee of Krishna. And it is said that the Lord would value the prayers and also the blessings of his devotees. So, though these devotees are praying for him, the devotees like Srivas Thakur, the Lord would offer his respects to them. So, though the Lord would challenge some devotees, but those who were elderly like Srivas Thakur, they were like Guru Varga. Srivas Thakur was a very close friend of Jagannath Mishra. Malini was a very close friend with Sachi Mata. So, they were like his parents. To them, the Lord would not challenge. To them, he was very respectful. And it said that he would offer his respects to them and they would offer their blessings to the Lord. So, Srivas Thakur is in a position that he would offer his blessings to the Lord. And how would the Lord receive his blessings? Bhakta Ashirvad Prabhu Shire Kari Lai Bhakta Ashirvade Krishnete Bhakti Hai. This is a very beautiful verse. We can recite this verse. Bhakta Ashirvad Prabhu Shire Kari Lai. He would accept the blessings of his devotees, especially here mentioned Srivas Thakur, on his head. Bhakta Ashirvad Prabhu Shire Kari Lai. Shire Kari Lai means with great respect, with gratitude, he would accept the blessings. Why? Bhakta Ashirvade Se Krishnete Bhakti Hai. Because only by a Vaishnava's blessing one developed devotional service to Krishna. So, we can recite this verse. It's a beautiful description. Bhakta Ashirvade Prabhu Shire Kari Lai. Bhakta Ashirvade Krishnete Bhakti Hai. Bhakta Ashirvade Prabhu Shire Kari Lai. भक्त आशीर्वादे कृष्णे ते भक्ति होए. So in this way, the Lord would accept and value the blessings of his devotees. So another beautiful pastime of the Lord. Testing Srivas Thakur. So, when Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip, he stayed in the home of Srivas Thakur. That was his residence. And Lord Nityananda is mentioned that constantly he manifested the mood of a child. Malini would give a prasadam plate to Nityananda and he would not eat on his own. And she would understand that he is in the mood of a child. And Malini would herself, with his own hand, she would feed Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, actually like Lord Nityananda accepted Malini and Srivas like his parents. So one day, Lord Chaitanya, he told Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, he said, Srivas, you are too lenient. You have kept this avaduta in your home, given residence. Kaun jati kaun kil, kaun jati kaun kul, kichui na jani, param udar tumi balilam ami. You don't know his jati, you don't know his kul. He just wandered into Navdweep and you have given him shelter at home. So my advice is, apnar jati kul yadi raksha chao, tabe jhat ei av dutere ghuchao. If you want to protect your jati kul, your reputation, I suggest just let this avduta go away from home. At turning him out from his home, you should immediately get rid of this avduta. That's how it's translated. And Srivas Thakur began smiling. Ishat hasiya bale Srivas pandit, amare pariksha prabhu enahi uchit. So Srivas Thakur smiled and said, my lord, it is not proper for you to test me in this way. Then Srivas Thakur speaks beautiful Siddhant. He says, if someone worships you for even one day, that person is my life and soul. Just imagine how much faith he has in those who are the devotees of the Lord. One day, he is saying, if someone worships one day, that person is my life and soul. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also says, if anyone has spent even 1 hour in devotional service, right? That person is just attending his first lecture and he has just come to association of devotees. I want the dust of that person's feet. Just imagine how much faith these pure devotees have, even in those new devotees. Therefore, Srivas Thakur says, Nityananda, even if one spends one day in worshipping you, that person becomes my life and soul, and Nityananda is your life and soul, I know for sure. Then how much more he is dear to me. And then Srivas Thakur says, Madira yavani yadi Nityananda dhare, jati pranadhana yadi mura nasha kare. Even if Nityananda holds a pot of wine, say bottle of wine in one hand, and he in the other hand, he is putting another hand on Yavani. Yavani means Malichya woman. So he has a wine in one hand and a Malichya woman he is holding with the other hand. He said, and if he spoils my caste, life, wealth, still my faith will not waver. That's Srivas Thakur's faith. He said, this is a fact. I am telling you the truth. Right? So in this way, Srivas Thakur had a deep faith that if Nityananda Prabhu holds the wine in his hand, it is only for the deliverance of the drunkards. Right? So Nityananda Prabhu is not different and he is the Supreme Lord and cannot be judged through any externals. And therefore he exhibits a deep faith in Nityananda Prabhu. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he roared and his roar vibrated in the three worlds. Lord Chaitanya roared. Eteka shunila yadi shiva sera mukhe hunkar kariya prabhu uthe tar bukhe. Lord Chaitanya roared loudly and he embraced Srivas Thakur. And then he said, oh Srivas, I tell you the truth. Because you have such faith in Nityananda, you have satisfied me very greatly. Even if goddess of fortune loses all her fortune someday, she becomes a beggar, there will never be poverty in your home. And this Lord Chaitanya told in another incident also, where Srivas Thakur claps 3 times, another pastime of how Srivas Thakur had great faith in Lord Chaitanya maintaining him. So, 2 times Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur that even if goddess of fortune, such a poverty comes that she has to beg also for her maintenance, you will not know any shortage. That's Lord's promise to him. Not just you, everyone in your house, Even the domestic animals, the dogs and cats, they will be maintained by me and they will have unflinching faith and devotion unto me. So therefore, anyone who is connected with Srivas Thakur in any way is a recipient of Lord Chaitanya's complete mercy. Another recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is, what to speak of, you know, the dogs and the cats. Srivas Thakur's own niece, her position is very exalted. So Narayani several times received the chewed betel nut of Lord Chaitanya. Narayani Chaitanyara Uchishtha Bhajan Tara Garbe Janmila Shridasa Vrindavan. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is none other than the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, he is the one who has composed Chaitanya Bhagavat and he is the incarnation of Vyasadev himself. So he is born to Narayani, who is the niece of Srivas Thakur. So thus Vrindavan Das Thakur, the main Vyasadev, the main author of his pastime, is the grandson of Srivas Thakur. So another beautiful pastime of when Lord Chaitanya was performing Sankirtan in the home of Srivas Thakur. At that point of time, Srivas Thakur's son left his body. And it's mentioned that Lord Chaitanya was dancing and suddenly Srivas Thakur hears that there is some crying coming from inside the home. There's a faint sound. He immediately becomes alert and goes inside the home. And he says the ladies are crying. And then he found out the reason that his very young son has left the body. And Srivas Thakur, he tells them, he said, well, I request you to please stop crying. And he speaks from a completely spiritual platform, which looks like unhuman. But then Srivas Thakur is not an ordinary human. He is there on that platform. He is completely, he's a pure associate of the Lord. He says, well, please understand that if a dying person can somehow hear the Lord's name, that person attains supreme good destination, supreme good fortune. That Lord whose name awards the supreme benediction to a person leaving this world, that name, that Lord is personally present and dancing in this home. Therefore, you should not lament. This is a cause of celebration. He says, I wish I had the good fortune like this child. If I could have left this world while Lord Chaitanya is singing and dancing. And he says, so he gives them, he speaks this very, his deep heart's conviction. He's not just speaking, you know, some philosophy from his intellect or mind. It is his own son. And of course there is pain in his heart, but then he is transcendental to that. He is transcendental to that. So therefore he has such greater affection for the Lord that he understands the Lord's super exalted status and the blessing that child has received. And he therefore says, he warns them, therefore you check your lamentation. Understand the good fortune of this child and check your lamentation. But they are, the mother is there and the other ladies are there, you know, it's very difficult for them, humanly almost impossible. So he threatens them, Srivas Thakur. He said, if you do not do it, then I will go immediately at this point of time, tie a pitcher around my neck and jump into Ganga. And the pitcher will be filled with water and then I will drown myself. So he threatens them. And then hearing that, they calm themselves. Right? They So saying this, Srivas Thakur comes back and he begins to chant and dance with the Lord. And of course, as I said, there is a pain in the heart, but then he, for that point of time, he transcends that pain and joins the kirtan of the Lord. And the Lord is dancing with the devotees. But the news spread among the associates of the Lord, and they start feeling the pain in the heart. And as they start feeling pain in the heart, the Lord also senses that there is something, something has happened, some tragedy has taken place. So Lord, he stops the kirtan, and the Lord says, I feel something has gone wrong here. I feel some distress has entered the house of Srivas Thakur, the Lord says. What does Srivas Pandit replies? Pandita balena prabhu mor kauna dukh yara ghare suprasanna tomara shrimukh. He said, Lord says, some dukh has entered this place. Srivas Thakur said, what? Dukh? How can there be any dukh? When there is such mukh, such suprasanna mukh in my home, and you are there, what a very question of any dukh? Just imagine, Srivas Thakur's son has left the body and he says there cannot be any dukkha. There cannot be any dukkha because there is Suprasanna Srimukh. So actually, we can understand there is actually no misery in the life of devotees. And that's a fact, as Srivas Thakur says. When we are seeing the beautiful smiling face of Gopinath, how can there be any dukkha? So dukkha is created by our own shortcomings, by our own attachments. Otherwise, for devotee, there is no dukkha. When one is connected with Paramanand, the Lord, the supreme source of all happiness, there is no question of dukkha. There's a conviction of Srivas Thakur. He said, there cannot be any dukkha in my home. He is speaking when the son has left the body. But other devotees inform the Lord that Srivas Thakur's son has left. And the Lord says, when did this happen? When did this happen? Any guess? How much time passed before Lord Chaitanya got to know? 6 hours, Hare Krishna Prabhu said. Any other guess? How much time elapsed before Lord Chaitanya got the news? Yes, Asambhal Prabhu? 7 hours. Further close. It's 7.5 hours. Dhai Prahar. 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours passed. And then Lord Chaitanya got to know. Just imagine. It's a long time. And Lord Chaitanya said, when did this happen? He said, 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours, and no one told me. He said, no, Srivas Thakur did not want to disturb your ecstasy in the kirtan. Shuni Shivasera Ati Adbhuta Kathan. Hearing this, Srivas Thakur's uncommon love and his uncommon behavior, Govinda, Govinda, Prabhu Karena Smaran. Lord began chanting, Govinda, Govinda. He remembered Govinda just by hearing. And Lord immediately said, oh, how will I give up the association of such devotees as Srivas Thakur? The devotees, when they heard this, they were shocked. What is the Lord speaking about? How will I give up the association of such devotees? So the Lord here gave the first hint of his taking sannyas. And then the Lord said, that how will I give up the association of one who doesn't give way to lamentation even when his son has left the body? So, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that then the Lord Lord went to the place where Srivas Thakur's dead son was lying, and then and then he kept his hand on the chest of the dead son and asked him, oh child, why did you leave this body? And to everyone's amazement, the child spoke. He just got up and started speaking. And he said, "My Lord, by your arrangement, everyone is destined to stay in a particular body for a particular amount of time. I had the good fortune of being the son of Srivas Thakur, but for a short while. But by my own destiny, now I must move on to my next destination. Now my time in this body is over, therefore I cannot stay. My Lord, now my time in this body is over, I cannot stay here, but I beg that I may not forget you. I beg to you." And then he says, "Ke kahar bap prabhu ke karan nandan, sabe apanar karma kareye bhunjan." Says, "Who is child, who is father? Everyone reaps the result of one's own karma." The child speaks. "Yat din bhagya chila shiva sera ghare, achilan ebe chali lama anya pure." So, by good fortune, I stayed in this house for some time. Now I must go to my next destination. And then the child says, "Sa parshade tomar charane namaskar, aparadana lahiya vidai amar." He says, "My Lord," the child says, "I offer my obeisances to you and all your devotees. Sa parshade tomare charana namaskar, aparadana lahiya vidai amar. Do not take my offense and please allow me to leave," the child says. And after speaking in this way, the child again lie down flat. When everyone heard the philosophy from the mouth of this child, "Mrita putra mukhe shuni apurva kathan, anande sagare bhase sarva bhakta gan." Everyone became jubilant in the ocean of bliss. So Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the ocean of lamentation turned into the ocean of bliss in the house of Srivas Thakur. The wheels turned, or the tables turned. So all the mother, the ladies, they all heard this philosophy from the mouth of the child. And they all floated in ecstatic love for Krishna. They all fell down at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and begged for his blessings, begged for his mercy. In this way, the Lord enacted this pastime, not just philosophically, actually the Lord also emotionally consoled Srivas Thakur, which is also very important. Srivas Thakur and Malini. So after, you know, this pastime of speaking philosophy to the mouth of the child, where they forgot all the lamentation, the Lord told Srivas Thakur, "Srivas, you have lost one son. From this day, me and Nityananda are your two sons. Mrita putra mukhe kaila gyane rakathan, apane dui bhai haila Srivasanandan." So the Lord spoke this philosophy through the mouth of the dead son, and the two brothers became the sons of Srivas Thakur. So the Lord compensated the loss. Apane dui bhai haila Srivasanandan. He more than compensated the loss of Srivas Thakur. So that's the Lord unlimited love for Srivas Thakur. There are so many more beautiful pastimes of Srivas Thakur, but we will not be able to discuss at this point of time. But I'll just conclude with one beautiful pastime which is very relevant to us, which is his mercy to Dukhi. So the devotees are performing Sankirtan, and often after Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya would sit on Vishnu throne, and the devotees would perform the Abhishek also, several times. Of course, it happened during Mahaprakash Leela also. So one particular maid of Srivas Thakur, she is preparing for the Abhishek. She understands that the devotees will bathe the Lord. So she takes the pitcher and filled it with Ganga water and keep it on the side. And she is lining many such pitchers. She brings one pitcher and she looks at the Lord and the devotees dancing. And she feels great ecstasy, but immediately she runs to bring the water because that's her service. And she doesn't feel, I am missing all the ecstasy. I am alone bringing all the water, doing all the labor. She doesn't feel like that. She just quickly runs, glances and quickly runs and brings all the water. And this is her daily service. So this water is brought for Abhishek of the Lord, even for the youth at home. The Lord noticed that and he inquired from Srivas Thakur. Shiva se rasthane prabhu jigya se apane pratidin ganga jal kaun jane ane. Lord says, I see this ganga jal is brought by somebody daily, very meticulously. So one thing we learn here is that when we do some service consistently with sincerity, then it comes to the Lord's notice. So she has been doing that for quite long and consistently, and therefore the Lord noticed that. And he says, who brings this Ganga Jal? Shiva sabalai prabhu dukhi vahi ane. My Lord, dukhi brings this. Dukhi vahi ane. Prabhu bole sukhi kari bal sarva jane. The Lord said, so we should call her Sukhi from today onwards. So I request you all to please call her Sukhi. Why? Ei janera dukhi naam kabu yogya nai. Lord says, no, such a person's name, Dukhi, is inappropriate. Sarva kala sukhi hena mora chitta lai. My heart says, she will be happy forever. Right? So Lord is saying, my heart says she will be happy forever. Thus, actually, if you go on consistently serving the Lord, if you consistently serve the orders of Srila Prabhupada, execute devotional service, we will actually attain eternal happiness. The Lord Himself assuring that. Sarva kala sukhi hin mor chitalai. This person will be happy eternally. When the devotees heard, etak karunya shuni prabhu rashi mukhe, kandi tela gila bhakta gana prema sukhe. All the devotees began crying, seeing the Lord's amazing mercy on Dukhi. Now she became Sukhi. And then from that day onward, everyone called her Sukhi. Her grace Sukhi Devi. And he said Srivas Thakur will not have Dasi Buddhi for her now. Right? Srivas Thakur from that day accepted her like her god sister. Not like Dasi. So he gave up that Dasi Buddhi and her position became very exalted. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, prema yogya seva kari lai krishna pai matha munda ile yam dandana edai. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, when one serves the Lord with love, that person will attain Krishna. Simply by shaving head, one cannot escape the punishment of Yamraj. That's Vrindavan Das Thakur's punch. That means by any external show of devotion, one will not, what to speak of attaining perfection, one will not even escape the punishment of Yamraj. But by serving in the spirit of Dukhi, one will eternally become Sukhi. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, finally, ki kahi bashiva sera bhagera mahima, yar dasi dasi ra bhagera nahi sima. How can I describe the good fortune of Srivas Thakur? There is no limit to the good fortune of his servants, maid servants, anyone who is connected with Srivas Thakur. So on this auspicious day of his appearance, we can pray and beg to Srivas Thakur that we can become servant of his servants and he can accept us like that, and thus we'll also be the recipient of Lord Chaitanya's complete mercy. Jai Srila Srivas Thakur ki jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much. I apologize for going over time, but grateful for your patience. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.